This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I need the music to continue singing along. That was welcome to my mom's favorite podcast. I'm your host, James Bailey. You're probably listening to us. Wow, none of that came out okay. And I thought I smoked less today just to do a good intro, Will. You're listening to us probably on HMBradio.com. And I got it right on the first try. Like 2 for 20 on that shit. But you're listening to us on the HMBradio.com network, HMBradio.com. I'm just going to keep saying it until I'm going to wake up fucking screaming it. This is my mom's favorite podcast. I am James Bailey. Today's podcast is going to be my first non-comical guest. It's a music group, some guys that I met a few months ago doing a show, weird little warehouse that is Chymatic in St. Pete. Dakota is the lead singer and guitarist. He's a guitarist, and they have another guy that's a bassist, and then there's a dude, Donald. I don't really know the other guys. I've met Dakota a few times, bumped into him at different shows. He was at radio. Well, what was that? The Don't Stop Radio St. Pete?
It was the Don't Stop Festival at just the Don't Stop Festival. Radio St. Pete just kind of did the music, like, broadcasted.
Okay. Well, that was where I met, or that was like the last time I'd seen him play, and then he came to one of the shows that I did at Chymatic after that, and like I said, so I've seen him play a couple times, they've seen me do stand-up a couple times, and they see me posting about the podcast, so they're going to come in, and we're going to do the usual pre-show medication, and talk about probably drugs, and since they're musicians, we'll talk about music, and since I'm an asshole, we'll talk about asshole things, and it'll be fun. It'll be a good time, and I think everybody enjoyed it, so thanks for tuning in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of My Mom's Favorite Podcast, My Mom's Favorite Podcast. I'll probably never do that again. Roll the music.
Got a big plan, this mindset, maybe it's right at the right place and right time, maybe tonight in a whisper or handshake, sending a sign, wanna make out and kiss hard, wait, never mind, late night in passing, mention it flipped.
All right, I think this should be, so you really didn't bring your pearl, dude?
What do you mean my pearl?
Your Netflix pearl. You just said you listen to the show, you know how the bowl works, you should know about the Netflix pearl.
I thought we just, like, add shit in the bowl and just pull it out random fucks.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. You guys.
Like, random topics.
Yeah, I thought that was how.
Well, that's the bowl, but you don't know that's about the Netflix pearl?
I don't.
Oh,
think,
my
I
God.
Registering
how about you, Sean? Are you paying attention at all? No. That's good. The only one that didn't smoke is the one that's completely fucking zoned out.
That's just his natural way of, like, existing, honestly.
You wanna pull the microphone towards yourself a little bit so I can get a sound reading here, champ?
He's a very neutral human being.
Yeah.
All
right, what you got? Say something, Sean. Talk to the people.
Yo. Yeah.
Tell us about you.
A true fucking wordsmith you are.
Right. You'll realize that's how he is.
Yeah.
When he says stuff, it's pretty great, though.
Nice. He's one of those guys?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're going.
I can tell.
Yeah, there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to this podcast, so it's fun.
We've arrived currently on
the
GPS.
Nice. The Netflix pearl, oh, I can't believe that, man. You guys tell us a movie or a TV series on Netflix right now that people might not know about, and
that's
tell
Sean's
them why
topic.
They should watch it.
That's Sean's topic.
Yeah, can you cover them on theirs?
I don't
crazy Netflix stuff.
We'll let you think about it, dude. Any movie or TV show that's on Netflix that people might not know about, you know, so don't be like, oh, they put Better Call Saul on there and Breaking Bad. Like,
we know that you know, Sean.
Yeah. The Office is my, like, obvious pick, though. If we were doing obvious ones, that would be the one to go to.
See, I still haven't watched The Office. I've never watched
it. Okay, you need to do yourself a favor and do that, because he hasn't either, and I keep telling him, you really need to fucking watch The Office.
Time. I mean, I want to.
It has to be the American one, though. Like
the U.S. Really, really love Parks and Rec. That show is fucking amazing. And everybody's like, oh, well, if you like Parks and Rec, you'll love The Office. And I'm just, I watched like a half an episode once, and, you know.
It's a really good thing to get into if you can. I mean, like, it is not for everybody, but, you know, it's there.
I'm sure it's a good show, you know. I mean, the people that tell me this, it's not like I think it'll be shit. The people that tell me this, I have faith in. Mm-hmm. It's just that, really, at this point, I don't see a need to grab another show. I'm already so involved in so much shit that's ongoing, involved. Like, I actually do shit, but fucking watch it with my hand in my pants.
Yeah. That's the best way.
All the fucking time.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I guess I should introduce you guys at some point. I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Like, I was going to be like, sitting to my right, but that's pointless because we don't video this. Dakota, Don, Sean from Orion Musical Band that I've done some, bumped into a couple of times doing shows throughout St. Pete, and Dakota's come to see me. I think Don has too.
No, Sean did.
Sean did?
He was supposed to come, but I tried.
Yeah, I did try.
I wish I could.
Yeah. I can hate you so much.
Inside joke that is between us, because a lot of times when Sean and I hang out, but Donald can't, it always is the same thing he says. It's always, I wish I could, but... And then insert fucking stupid excuse here.
Motherfucker.
Nice. So how long have you... Well, I know you guys said you guys were together when I met you like 8 months ago. I'm going to just say a random number because I don't feel like doing math.
September. When was the chematic interview
thing?
If
that was September, that was like 5-6 months ago.
We were 2 months old at that point.
Yeah.
So
okay. Oh, wow.
7 months, I think we've been doing now. 7 or 8 months.
Oh,
wow, really?
Me and Donald have been in band for a while, like previous bands
before
this.
We were in a band previously together before this.
Didn't
work out, and then after like a break, we decided to reunite it. And we're like, okay, let's start off on a fresh note with a different project. And then
that band has a lot of stories that are funny to talk about.
Yeah,
If we need to talk about something.
The singer would be so fucking pissed if she heard this. It would be so funny.
Do you guys care?
Not really.
She's kind of become an EDM.
And she moved, so I mean, it's not. She's not really relevant.
You know? Well, that's when I was telling you about my little buddy at work earlier, the young girl. Uh-huh. The only thing that I really don't get along with her on the fact is that she loves fucking like EDM. She just went to that. Is that what it is? The EDM concert, the big music festival months ago.
Yeah, they have like that sunshine.
To give you an example of what it sounds like, it's basically 3 days of. I see Snapchats of it all the fucking time. And that's, like, it's phone speakers already shit anyway. And then when you have that, like, blared at a music festival and all you hear is... It's just like, why? Who are you showing?
Yeah, that's...
Everyone just comes there and, like, takes Molly and then just listens to, like, the same repetitive shit for 3 days straight because they're either under the influence or they're just... I don't know. It's...
See, at least... In my generation, we had the decency to do that in fucking warehouses with, like, black tarps over the windows in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, dude, we went to parties where you had to bring, like, a canned good, and you would get into, like, a secret fucking warehouse rave, like, a fucking hour outside of town. And people would be doing, well, we called it ecstasy back in the day. Like, we just, to get Molly, we called it MDMM, and it was pure, and it was fucking outrageous. But you'd get an ecstasy pill, it'd have anything from... heroin to cat to fucking PCP, mescaline. What the fuck else did I do? God, I've done so much stupid shit. But yeah, like, so you never quite knew what you were going to get. There's a bunch of websites dedicated to it, though.
Have you ever heard of...
Our music was so much better. And I don't even like that techno anymore, but it was just better techno.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, the more, like, fun, like, actually dancing to shit, not just, like, the same shit.
There was even words to a lot of the songs. I don't remember what they were because I was always fucked up. But there were words to those songs.
The words were there. They just they weren't doing much, you know. Because I was.
It's made for people who are on drugs. Like, it's not something that you're not supposed to listen to with a sober ear. But I mean, some dumbasses do.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so the crazy drug. What'd you say? Was it MDMA
or MDMA? Well, MDMA is like the chemical abbreviation for what you guys know as like molecule Molly.
Yeah.
It's the actual MDMA is the chemical abbreviation for the actual active chemical in what is more commonly known as ecstasy. It's the type of shit that Freud used to use in his sessions. Sigmund Freud used to use that or like cocaine. He put a little bit in a patient's water because it makes you so emotional and so open that like you wouldn't even know you'd have a little bit and you'd just be like, start spilling out your secrets and be instantly healed.
No, but what I was getting at with that, though...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all
dropping
good.
Some science.
No, I love that shit. You ever, like, I don't know if you watch Vice documentaries on YouTube or anything. Some crazy shit to watch, like if you like some informative thing. Super but there's this Russian drug called Crocodile.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of that.
Exactly. When you said you never know what you're getting, that reminded me of it because they always get crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it's so dirty and just so, like... push through fucking everything.
Yeah.
You could be getting a dying dose, and you could die within 2 weeks, and you would still need that drug. Like, that drug would be killing you, and you would be knowing it, and you'd know you'd have, like, 2 weeks left to live, and they would be like, fuck it, I'm just going to get as high as I possibly can until I die.
But what's killing me about that drug is that, and for anybody listening who doesn't know... Oh, and by the way, I just want to say this. Thanks, David and Jander, for telling me that they're avid listeners of the podcast. And thank you guys for listening.
Of course.
Anybody that actually listens gets a thank you because I'm a sweet guy. But what gets me about that drug is what I read about it. People, like, you die within 6 months. Like, bottom line.
Yeah.
It eats your skin from the inside out. You lose your teeth, your hair. You die within 6 months of starting to use it, point blank, period.
Yeah.
With that knowledge out there, like, people know this and then still be go, no, you know what? I can do it a couple times and I can stop and be okay. No.
It's very popular in the ghettos. Like the ghettos
of Russia.
Like Russia and shit. That's where it, like, started. Because people are just so miserable already and just so much gang violence.
Because we think the ghettos are bad here. We just have racist bitches. They're, like, crazy murderers to get, like, drugs and shit in their ghettos.
Oh, yeah, like, this, yeah, America, I mean, we have rough areas, but we have rough areas compared to our overall wealth as a country.
We're the number one country in the world.
Eh.
No, that's the thing. We are, but we don't use that power properly.
We're, like, number, God, I looked it up one day. It was, like, number 10 and shit. Yeah, like, we're probably one of the richest nations, but we're also, a lot of our wealth is in debt.
But we're the biggest superpower, though.
You're the biggest military.
That's exactly
part
why.
Of the reason we're in fucking debt and we're like 12th in education.
Yeah.
Like there's only like five fucking first world countries and we're 12th in education. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, there are a lot of fucking countries though.
Oh yeah, there are.
Like, you got to think, like, we, like, us as America just look at states being like such a, like, oh, that's our, like, what we think of as countries, but we got to remember our country's kind of relatively big compared to, like, a lot of European shit.
Oh, yeah, like, all of Europe could fit in America, and Europe has... I'm not going to even pretend to know how many countries. I mean, if I thought about it, I could probably get close. But
I'd say at least 50, or close. No. Maybe not that much.
No, not that.
Like, 30-something.
No, in Europe, it's really only... God damn it, I'm starting naming European countries. Or I could just Google it. See, this is why Will's normally in here, because when I want something Googled, I just tell him to Google it. Sean, you know what? You've been real active. Google that shit. Because I want
a lot of input.
Because I want to say it's about 15, but see, the thing is, the map has changed a bunch of times from when I was a kid because of fucking, like, the whole Soviet, because I was so fucking old. I was alive when there was a Soviet Union.
Yeah, then the fucking wall came down in the 90s.
Yeah, I was alive for that. I was born in 79.
Yeah, because David Hasselhoff helped with that, right? Was that who it was, or?
Ronald Reagan was the president. I don't know what's left.
It was not the 90s. That was my bad.
No.
That was my fucking bad. I'm dumb. No.
It's all right. You're 18. You're not supposed to be smart.
Hey, whoa. We're not 18. 19. Get the facts fucking straight.
Call you fucking 17. It's my show. All right. What you got there, Sean?
According to Google, at least, Europe is approximately 50 countries.
Oh, wow.
What'd I tell you?
Holy shit. I can only name about 15 men, apparently.
Well, no, there's a lot of big ones, but there's a lot of small fucking ones.
I think there's 284 total in the world.
I believe that.
I think that was the consensus.
Well, because you have South America that's got a lot of...
I know there's still 7 continents. And thank God to the whatever space people that decided Pluto was a planet again, because that was going to fucking kill me.
Dude, it's such a sad thing to do. Like, imagine if you were like... Okay, so get this. You were the oldest man in the world or something like that. And then one day they were like, you're not the oldest man in the world anymore. You can't do this because you're just too old. And they were like, okay, let me just take you out. You're not old anymore. That was really bad fucking explanation.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was the worst. I'm trying to think of a way to save it. I'm like, holy fuck, man. The only way...
I was thinking of like a high esteemed award you just get taken away from
If you could tell him, hey, you're the oldest man in the world, then you're like, you know what? We don't really think you're much of a man anymore. You're the oldest thing. You're just a thing now. And then you're like, hey, man, we're sorry about that. You're a man again. And it's still a horrible analogy. And that's... God damn you, Dakota.
Okay, so I thought of it as like just like a high esteemed award. I couldn't think of a proper award of having to get taken away from you. Like, being a plant is fucking awesome if you think about it. Like,
I just had a realization about something. What's your mom's name?
Sherry?
Okay, never mind. What? Not saying that to be a dick, since this is my mom's favorite podcast. I swear to God, this is how my mind works. For some reason, when I just said your name, Dakota, right there, it took me to a flashback of when I was about 18 and my daughter was, I was 19, and my daughter was going to be born in a couple months, and I used to know a girl named Kat, and her boy was about two or three, and his name was Dakota. Oh. And all of a sudden, it just struck me like, holy fuck, this kid's about the right age. He could be fucking Kat's kid, and that'd be really weird that with your mom.
What was Kat's last name?
Do you remember? I don't fucking remember.
Was it Platt?
I don't think so. What? No, her name was Kat. Like, that was a birth name.
No, but I knew a kid back in elementary school that I was really close to.
It was in Dunedin. She lived in Dunedin with her parents.
That still might have been able, because his name was Dakota Platt. And we met in, like, kindergarten and became super close friends.
I don't know. But that was just really weird to me, because I was just like... I think I had a picture of this girl's pussy ring. Now that it's not your mom, I feel comfortable saying that. I wouldn't have told you that if that was your mom, but I would have been like, hey, let me get her number, man.
I don't think my mom was ever crazy or savage enough to do something like that. She's kind of straight edge.
Oh, I guess I could ask if your mom was my age.
No, she's like 40-something.
Oh, yeah, no. Kat was like my age. She just had her baby 40 first.
What, but my mom was 40-something. Let's leave it there.
Your mom was 50-something, so... But then again, I am twice your age.
Want to know something crazy, Sean?
Parents are in their
60s. Whoa! Wait, what... Like, how deep into their 60s?
Early 60s.
His oldest sister, right?
My oldest sibling is in her mid-40s.
Oh, wait. I keep forgetting that you're only fucking 18. Because I'm like, 19. Oh, my dad was in his 60s, but I'm like twice your age. Sorry. 19, sorry.
That's a big difference.
People, you're lucky I'm not calling you 12.
Oh, <That's>, fuck off.
Normally, anybody under the age of, like, 30, I just call them like, dude, you're fucking 12. Shut up. But, all right.
You've earned that prestige.
Yeah, because I'm old and still alive. All right, sorry. So your parents are 60-something, and you're only 19.
Yeah.
You have a younger sister, they said?
I am the youngest.
Oh, you're the youngest.
Most of my siblings are in their 40s, one in their 30s. Yeah.
So, like... How pissed was your dad?
Jesus Christ.
No. Let me explain. I'm not saying because, like, he looks like the mailman or anything.
Becoming a mailman, actually, recently. I'm not even joking. Yesterday.
It's in your blood, son. It's in your blood.
You were meant to be a mailman.
No.
It's your destiny.
No, because... All right, this was my dad. I actually have two younger sisters that when my dad passed about 4 years ago, he was going to be 60. And my two younger sisters at the time were 2 and 3. So, like, he had just had these kids late in life. I'm the oldest at 36, and I have a little sister that we just found out about, like, 2 years before my dad passed. We just found out about her. Like, he found out about her. He didn't know about her either. But she was... 22 when he died. So, like, jeez. He has these two tiny little girls. His other two kids are fucking grown, on their own, independent. And I was in Houston. We were visiting family, and he's looking at a picture of my Uncle Alvin and his wife out on a cruise because their kids are in college. And he's just looking at the picture, and he goes, that's supposed to be me, son. They took that shit away from me. That's supposed to be fucking me. I'm in my goddamn golden years. God damn it. So how, like, your dad, like, you, so you said your other siblings are much older.
Yeah.
So your next oldest was probably just about to move out, go to college or rehab. I don't know how your family is.
Okay, I get it.
I don't know how your family is. I don't want to judge.
No worries.
And so all of a sudden your dad's just like,
they're,
wait a minute.
Conservative.
What the? Oh.
Man, yeah, we.
Republican. My parents.
Oh,
well,
so
no. More my dad. My dad is like extreme.
I have a Bernie Sanders sticker on my car, and I came over one day and was like, oh, Cecil, you're getting in the political spectrum. And I was like, yeah, I'm really passionate about this, actually. And he expressed to me how conservative and Republican he was, basically telling me that, because I asked him, would you vote for Trump? And I was like, if Trump was the winning Republican candidate, I would vote for him. Not because he supported him. He supports Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Which, not as good.
Yeah, right.
Still not anything, like, reputable. But
Ted Cruz literally gave a speech basically saying that University of Phoenix online course graduates can still be president someday, so keep up the good fight. Yeah, they could be, but you won't.
So all people right, so talk about shit with Bernie, like giving like a participation award and everything. They give that analogy. And this bitch is like, yeah, you can suck and still be great one day. Who knows? I mean, it's a possibility, but it's not guaranteed. But you keep going, and maybe one day.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I never talk politics with adults. Like, that came out wrong, because I'm basically called. No, like, friends' parents. I still say adults. Like, my friends' parents are still, like, you know, like, adults to me. Like,
20
they're
years older than you.
Yeah, like, we're not peers on any level, even though, like, technically, I'm a fucking grown-up, too. They can't say shit to me. But, like, I go over to my friend's house, and their parents will be like, how you doing, James? I'm doing all right, sir. How have you been, sir?
Goes into complete bitch mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
no, but I completely understand. Yeah.
Like, I want to make a good. I don't know why. I'm fucking 36. It doesn't matter anymore. I have a fucking car and a house and fucking a kid. I don't have to kiss their ass on why I do this. So how pissed were your parents?
Just keeps them rolling. It's a cycle. Once he leaves, it's like, oh, gotta make another, I guess.
So like, you're like conservative Catholic?
Yes.
You know, my mom's side of the family's pretty religious. I think her living with dad and I, that's kind of been nullified.
So your mom's really religious. And you're sitting here just watching us medicate before the show. Just like, oh, man, I'm going to go to hell for this.
No, he's against religion.
If I, are you? If yeah. Are you an atheist?
No, religion is weird.
Shit, what's going on? Okay. Every once in a while, I'll accidentally nudge a cord and shit will just start fucking up. That's I never should have taken over this chair.
Yeah, religion
sucks. I have an understanding because of some of the shit that I've been through. So I believe there's a higher power. But, like, you know, I don't care what anybody else wants to think. Like, you do you. Yeah. Let me do me. We're all fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's, like, a set plan. Like, nope, this is what you're going to do because this is what's been decided. Because even if you believe in your higher power being God, what do they call him? The great creator, right?
I don't know.
Well, your parents, dude, you had to have at least heard this shit. I didn't even grow up in a religious household. I know this shit. Come on, man. They call him the great creator. They don't call him the great meddler. So even if you do believe in a higher power, the most you can really believe in is that, yeah, somebody put us here, and now he's just watching us, laughing and crying. You got to think he's crying.
See, my thing with religion, though, and this is where I'm just going to throw out my religious opinion and stuff. Like,
yeah, fuck it.
If religion makes you a good person, cool. If it fucks you up, you're an asshole. But, like, I don't deny. I wouldn't call myself an atheist. Like, there could be a God. Like, that's cool. But at least from, like a Christian standpoint, which is what heavily populates America, you know, it's like, heaven sucks. Like, you can't do anything. What it was described to me from, like, one of, like, my, like, they're cool, but they're super religious friends. It was basically, like, you get to, you basically, like, worship God all day. And that's where you get the greatness from. And it's, like, so you basically sit there and you worship him all day. That's fucking cool. I would love to do that for eternity. Awesome.
Did you watch the first season of True Detective?
I don't think so.
Oh my god, it's
I've never seen it.
Cause you're fucking kids. Oh, I'm so old, Will. Dating myself. I keep dating myself so bad with these 19-year-old kids. True Detective is a truly fucking amazing show. The first season was. I didn't see the second season. Everybody said it was disappointing. But the first season, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey play two detectives. And the story
starts...
Oh, dude, he's so good. The story starts, like, it's... I want to say it's 2014 or whatever. But there are two detectives that used to be detectives and, like, be partners. And it starts off with them being separately interviewed about a serial killer case that they worked back in, like, the early 90s. And so, it, like, the first couple episodes are them going through this case that just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And there's a lot of, like, religion involved because it's, like, deep South Louisiana.
Oh,
and,
sodomy?
A little bit, yeah. It turns out, it's, you know, no incest. Well, nope, fuck. Yep, a little bit of incest. Spoiler alert. Still, it's a phenomenal show. But there's a episode where they go to a tent church revival. And they're in the back and... Matthew McConaughey's character is like this super dark, cynical, fucking brooding, like alcoholic. Like he lost his child. He's just super dark in this show.
That's Sean.
Oh, dude, it's fucking not quite as handsome as Matthew, though. Sorry. And it's really weird to see him because they show him at different ages. So like Matthew McConaughey, they show him with like this makeup on with like liver spots from like his alcoholism and like a bad wig, and like Woody Harrelson as a younger character. It's really, really great show. Anyway, but there's a part where they're at the revival and fucking Matthew McConaughey is talking shit about the people that are so super religious. And he goes, my friend, if you need to believe in internal happiness and not be a shitty person, then you are an asshole.
Pretty much. Like,
it's like, you shouldn't need the promise of eternal paradise to not be an asshole.
Yeah. Like, that's like, I talked about it on the Comatic interview. It was, you know, like, they're like, is there anything you want to say to the crowd or whatever? Like, don't be an asshole. Like, just simply put, don't be a prick. Like, if somebody wants to do something happy, whether you agree with it or not, just fucking let them do it. Like, it's not your life. You fucking just don't be a prick.
If that's the standard that you have to live by, like he was saying, like, just to keep you on, like, a right path, then, I mean, you're just faking it the whole fucking time anyway.
You call them, what are they, the 10, you call them commandments, I call them being a fucking person. Like, I think there's this quote that I saw one time on some fucking, probably Tumblr or some stupid shit, and it was like, if you need a religion to have morals or something like that, you lack empathy, not morals or something like that. Something
that's
along
hysterical, those lines. But it's like you said earlier, it can make you a good person or a horrible person. Yeah. So, how pissed were your parents?
I'm just fucking with
you. Yeah, I'm just going to keep fucking with you and your family. No, I'm just kidding, dude, because your dad's a Republican. He could probably fuck with my bank account or my creditors. I don't know how Republicans work.
No, he's pretty chill, actually. He's really conservative. He has these opinions, but he's like, he keeps them to himself. Like, he doesn't force it, which is cool.
Which is rare.
Yeah, no, because, like, when he saw that, like, he disagreed. So, you know, I support a super liberal socialist, democratic socialist, sorry. And he was like,
I don't know the difference, so whatever. I don't care.
Fucking kids.
I think it's really cool that you guys are like, you know, active and aware of shit. I'm aware of shit to an extent, but I'm aware of shit to the extent that Bernie Sanders looks fucking hilarious and decrepit, and like at any moment he's just gonna like stroke out or have a heart attack.
So is Donald Trump. Donald Trump's fucking old too.
No, Donald Trump looks like he's in better shape, honestly.
No, he's fat as fuck. Are you kidding? Have you?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, he's not all frail and fragile.
Bernie can run. You've seen that video, right?
No.
Fucking takes a quick sprint to save democracy.
What don't you like about Trump? His weight?
Every fucking thing, honestly. I've never hated somebody so fucking much.
You know, I actually was a... I was a Donald Trump fan before he ran for president. Not like, oh, he's a really good person, someone to aspire to be. It's just, no, this dude's a fucking lunatic, and he has enough money to be a lunatic for the public eye and entertain us all.
He's interesting to watch.
Oh, he's great to
watch. But not to
watch.
Run the fucking country.
No, fuck that. Fuck every bit of that.
He's actually in the topic bowl, or the hits from the bowl, which I know you said you knew, but if you guys don't know, if at any point you just want to randomly reach in and grab a topic, and we just talk about it and see what happens. There is some Bernie Sanders in there, and there's some Trump.
You go first.
I want to talk about one thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so...
We're pretty live and loose here, man.
Dude, fuck
Think you. About those Netflix pearls, though, you son of a bitch. You got to carry your whole squad, bro.
I'm watching Dexter with my girlfriend. That's my only thing. That's not a pearl, though. That's just...
Yeah, like, if you're not watching Dexter, get your fucking life together and get on it, man.
That's a really good fucking show.
It's fucking amazing. Anyway, all right, sorry, go ahead.
But, what is it? Michael Shkreli, the dude who like raised the AIDS thing.
By like 5,000%.
Yeah. I watched
it. He brought it back kind of down to, you know, a couple hundred.
No, but here's the thing, though. Like, it's pretty fucking crazy. Like, I watched some documentaries on, like, his perspective from it, because he's really just, a troll nerd asshole. Like, he's not a shitty person. He's just, a fucking troll. Like, he's a loner, and he stays at home with a shit ton of money. And what he explained was basically that, like, just because he bought it and raised it, it's actually boosting the sales for it, but, like, it's hard to explain, like, exactly how he said it, but he worded it pretty well. And basically what he's saying is that this isn't the first drug to be doing this. This is just a very important drug that's marketed to a very small amount of people. So if I can sell it for $750 or whatever it is, then people will buy less, but they'll get used more.
He is a piece of shit because of what he did with the Wu-Tang album.
No, yeah, that would... Aside from that, because that's just his troll self.
And now he's talking shit to fucking Ghostface Killer. Yeah. Ghostface Mom's getting involved, and I don't know the details because I only look at the headlines and just go, I don't need to know anymore. Because I don't care that much. But
if it would have been important enough, it would have been in the title.
I did hear, though. I didn't verify this yet, so I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm going to anyway. I did hear, though, that Wu-Tang had a clause written into the contract when they sold it to him that said, you can't give it out to anybody else, but... we have one opportunity to pull a fucking, like, Ocean's 11 style elaborate heist to try to steal it back. That was Will blowing his nose in case the mics picked it up, because they did for me. But, like, Wu-Tang got to try to pull an elaborate heist involving any member of Wu-Tang Clan. But it could only be them. Like, they couldn't get outside help. It had to be the Wu-Tang. But if they could, like, pull an elaborate heist and steal the album back, he couldn't call the cops or anything, and it was just fucking, it was a done deal. And like,
that's basically them telling him, listen, we're going to try to rob this back from you, but you cannot call the cops on us, okay? That's the only way you can buy this.
Well, he can, like, set up a security system. He just can't, like, you know, if they do it successfully. Like, if they get caught or whatever, like, you know, he has to drop charges. Because I'm sure, like, he has, you know, he's a millionaire, multi-millionaire, billionaire.
The album itself was $2 million.
Yeah.
So I think he's a sales dude. But he said he wasn't, like, because people always assume he's, like, some privileged white fuck that's always had it really well. His parents were janitors. They still are. And he got his way up from that. He has two other brothers and sisters or something
He bought and sold. I don't know. It's shit that's too smart for me to understand. I mean, like, the dude's not dumb.
He's a nerd, yeah.
I do kind of like the fact, like, yeah, everybody's like, oh, he's such a smart-ass fucking piece of shit. But that's pretty ballsy to just look at, like, who did he just have that hearing in front of?
Oh, yeah, he had it was a fraud thing, and he basically just, he kept saying, like, I'm not going to answer anything.
I'm pleading the fifth, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, the one part where he said something about, he said he pled the fifth, and then, who the fuck did he just go up in front of?
He went for a judiciary committee.
Judiciary, yeah. Was that the judiciary committee?
Yeah. Like the main people.
Yeah, and the one guy from the committee's like, you know, you are allowed to answer some of these questions without incriminating yourself.
Yeah, because he kept pleading against self-incrimination.
Yeah, but that if you saw that, like, the dude says that, the lawyer leans forward, Shkreli listens to him for a minute, then he leans forward and goes, I'm going to go ahead and listen to the advice of my lawyers and choose not to answer that either. And I was like, oh my God, this dude's gangster. He's a piece of shit, but he's gangster as fuck.
Yeah, it's just because he does the gangster savage approach from a very, like, different standpoint. We used to like hard-ass bitches being like...
You might have to scoot over. I don't know how much of that was caught. I can hear you on the headphones, but...
Yeah, I don't know how well it takes it in. But
it looks like it's doing okay.
We're just so used to, like, it being, like, some hard thug that's just like, hey, yo, fuck you all, like, fuck you up. But he's just like, no. He goes at it from, like, the legal... Because if you, like threaten them and, like, you act thug like that... with them, then that puts you in a bad place. But he's just, like, legally doing everything.
It pisses people off more because of the persona and the appearance that he presents himself with. He is the trolling, nerdy, white prick that no one fucking likes, and they get more angry that someone like him is doing something like this.
He's basically the face of white privilege, even though he wasn't... like you said, his parents were janitors and shit. So it wasn't like he had white privilege, but he's pretty much the face of it. And I'll just like, I have a shit ton of money. I'm a white guy who's rich as fuck, and I'm just going to do whatever I want. Watch this.
Yeah.
And the law can't touch me. And fucking shit, he's walking the streets. He got arrested, but he's out.
Yeah, he walks every day to his job.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in like an interview they did with him, it was like, it's funny, I walk past a hospital center that like does all like the pharmaceutical stuff. And it's like, it's funny because I walk past them and they do the same thing I do, but just to more like common drugs. So people don't notice it as much. So it's really weird. And he hates like other big pharmaceutical stuff. He's just a single person doing what big pharmacy companies do all the time.
It turns you up. But he's doing it on his own.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just really smart.
Whatever. The world's going to end soon anyway. All right. What you got? What you got, Don? Don picked out a hit from the ball.
This is the Bernie Sanders. You love Bernie Sanders, don't you?
Fuck yeah. Dakota. I'm feeling the burn like I got herpes. Jesus Christ.
He is more for this than anyone I know, and like I completely agree with him, but like he's on it, so I'll let him start on this topic.
I stopped to get something, and I looked up at the TV that was in the place, and I'm just like, it just so happened, right when I looked up, they're just showing a picture of Bernie Sanders. I'm like, I bet these fucking kids love his ass. Like, yep, that's going to... you love fucking Bernie Sanders, don't you?
No, I the thing about it is I hate, like, conservative values. Like the shit Trump says, like, it just, like, I always say America's racist as fuck. Like, and if you look at Trump's supporters, they're just the most racist, xenophobic parts of America. And it shows you how much of that really exists. Like, because people don't think, like, yeah, there's a lot of racist people out there, but there is a lot of fucking racist people in America. Like, you want to hop on?
No.
Yeah. You want to squeeze on with Sean?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, that's Will just pacing in the background because we used up all the mics. All right. It's not... And this is coming from somebody who's had to live with racism and remembers a time when I could just straight walk up into a place and just have somebody look at me and go, nope, get out. And there's be nothing I could do about it. So, like...
Holy shit.
And see, that's where...
The reason that it appears that there's so much racism out there right now is because of fucking the internet and because of our access to it. It was, 20, 30 years ago when people would... clutch their purse. I was like 8 the first time I saw a purse get clutched by me. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I didn't register until I got older, but I was just like, wait a minute, like, that's fucking weird. And I was at a bar with my mom, which I shouldn't have been at a bar with my mom at 8, but
good fucking job.
Wisconsin, buddy. Wisconsin in the 80s. But the racism that you see now is just every single time there's any sort of racist moment, it can be blasted to the entire world in 30 seconds. And you can take non-racist moments. You can take a whole sentence, take 2-3 words out of it, or you know what I'm saying, take a whole paragraph and take one sentence out. And if there's not context, you can take an inane comment and make it look incredibly racist.
No, that is true.
And this girl, I wish I could remember the clip. She played a small clip from Obama's speech. And the small clip that was played, she didn't play it. She shared it like a fucking idiot without doing research. But this small clip was said something along the lines of, like, we as a country don't deserve the things that we have. It sounded like he was shit on America. But when you plug it into the actual whole speech, no, he was fucking talking about how we need to stop listening to people like that. And, like, he was very, but you take one piece out and out of context. So that's what's happening. But on a day-to-day basis, as a brown dude, it is so much better. Don't look at Facebook. Don't, because a lot of the people posting the racist shit are black people race baiting. Look what I found on a white website. No, you made that saying you're found it on a white website and trying to stir up controversy for your site because it's all clickbait.
No, yeah, I completely understand that. But it's more of like the xenophobia. Like the shit with immigrants.
Oh, yeah, that shit's running rampant right now.
Because like people need to understand.
Shake your head all you want, Will. It's true. Xenophobia is bad. I know people that are xenophobic. And I'm like, dude, you can't, it's not all about one.
And that's when you're listening to the media too much, because you think every, like, Muslim person or Islamic person is fucking a terrorist, or anywhere that's not from, like, Europe is fucking, like, nuts. Which, European people are the fucking crazy ones, honestly.
Yeah.
The white people are the ones that are fucking nuts.
Well, everybody's crazy. The danger can come from anywhere. But it's... Like, it's true, but it's... All right, this whole situation was, say, the San Bernardino shooting. They were quick to say... What they were quick to say is, we're not we're not going to call them terrorists until we know what their motive is, but there's two shooters. But then the domestic terrorist, because if you want to define terrorism as somebody who's willing to kill or harm others for their political beliefs, then the white dude who attacked the Planned Parenthood clinic that killed a couple people.
Nine, I think.
Yeah, or all the white people throughout the last 40, let's not get it crazy, 15, 20 years, who have shot up abortion clinics or bombed abortion clinics, not as much over the last 10.
Well, like
but for a while, it was going fucking abortion clinic crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's like Carly Fiorina. Was that her name?
Yeah, that chick.
Like Republican.
Dropped out. Yeah, like, that's the same thing with her. Like, she wanted to have it all, like, shut down, like, if she was elected. And
but before we leave the xenophobia topic, though, it's just, as a privileged white person, I understand that I have it better than a lot of other people, and I'm trying to defeat that, where I want everybody to be as privileged as I am.
Where were all you fuckers when I was a kid, man?
No, but see, that's the thing. People are more liberal and progressive now, so it's a bigger, like, there's a lot more people that agree with me, and that's the thing. Like, that's what Bernie's for. Like, he's for, like, mostly my hatred for, like, Trump and the anti-immigration Republicans. It's just, like, we are America. We are, yes, we are the greatest country ever, but we're a great country.
We're a great country. It depends. I still would rather live here than most places.
That's what I'm
looking at. Most places.
And where the immigrants are coming from.
I'll go to Canada, though.
Fuck yeah. But
they love fat dudes in Canada. I could do well up there.
Oh, yeah.
Chubby potheads with a sense of humor.
When you go, like, how can you have somebody that's fleeing from a country? Like Syrian refugees, for example. Like, that place is in civil war. Like, it's, like, people are dying every day from, like, wars happening, like, right around them. Like, imagine if, like, war was over here.
It is, and in the same hand, you also have to worry about the wars that you have going on here. Don't kid yourself into thinking that there's not a war in America every day. Every day somebody fucking dies from gang violence in every city across America.
Chicago's a big one.
That's a topic within itself. Yeah.
So I understand wanting to help refugees, and that's what America is founded on, is helping refugees, because Americans were refugees, you know.
Yeah, precisely.
Native Americans accepted refugees. But
and they took fucking over.
Yeah.
Good analogy now.
Dicks. but
dumb white people. I'm part Indian, so I can say that.
I'm sure you think that, Dakota. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by your cheekbones. No, I can't tell. I'm fucking high. I was about to make a beautiful point. Oh, but you also have to remember the fact that, yes, it's wonderful to help refugees. But the exact same fucking thing that happened in the Native Americans can happen to us. So, yeah, if you want to help, help. But, yes, ISIS was sneaking in attackers through Syrian refugees. So, yes, we can't just open the fucking doors and cross our fingers. We have to, at the very least, and, God, I hate to say it like this because it almost sounds like I'm agreeing with Trump, but if you want to let them in, you have to put them somewhere where they can't harm our citizens until we can vet them all. I'm not saying make them wear badges. I'm not saying concentration camps. But if, you know, wherever they are now, all right, we'll let in five of you to here. We'll figure out what, make sure you're all good, and then we'll let you in with our regular people.
Well, that's where they're talking about immigration programs to, like, boost, like, because we understand we're having a lot come in. Mm-hmm. So instead of just denying them, we work on building immigration programs, which, one, builds jobs. Two, it helps people come over, which sometimes have knowledge and some will fulfill a lot of shitty jobs or great jobs, but the immigration, like, program to help them come in will just, it'll increase more jobs and it'll help the legality process happen quicker and smoother. So we can check, and if they're not, you know, if they're a dangerous person, then that's where we'd stop them right there. So that wouldn't even come in.
When it all comes down to it, it doesn't really matter. The apocalypse is going to happen any day now.
No, I completely, yeah.
I just want the apocalypse to happen. Honestly. I mean, I kind of want Trump to win just so he can start the nuclear winter and we can just get this fucking show going. Let's get this party going.
That's when the podcast is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Sean, you ready?
Maybe.
You've been over there brewing, dude. What you got on Netflix that might be a little hidden pearl for my listener?
Pootie Tang?
Fuck yeah.
That's on Netflix?
Yeah. It was, at least.
I don't know if it is currently.
It was.
All right. Granted, it's really old, and you should know about it already, but if you're not watching Pootie Tang, get at least once. It's not fucking Oscar material, but watch it at least once.
It's one of those things that if you watch with friends, it can become a really big inside joke. Wadata?
Oh, yeah.
To tippy top.
I just like telling people when I'm like, man, it's getting warm out here. Yeah, man, and it's getting warm out here, too. Like, who was that? JB Smooth? No. Was that JB Smooth, Will?
I think so.
Was? Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Pootie Tang's from our generation, these fucking kids. All right, what else you got? You got to carry the whole squad, Sean.
I watch serial killer documentaries, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like they're really interesting. Like, I primarily the Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy one. Like, they're just really interesting to watch. Like, it's like watching CSI, but it actually happened. But even though CSI sometimes happened, they exaggerated a lot.
Which one was the last one you watched?
Ed Gacy? Or
Ed Gein?
No,
Ted John Gacy. Wayne Gacy?
John, there we go, sorry. The one that looked just like a clown, yeah.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. I was going to say Ed Gein, Wisconsin. Jeffrey Dahmer, Wisconsin. I think Gacy has roots to Wisconsin.
You're winning, man.
Me and my friend from Wisconsin have a page called a Facebook group called Race to the Bottom, because me and Adam used to have this game: whose state was more fucked up, Florida or Wisconsin? And we'd like tag each other in Facebook posts, be like, "Bitch, I get points today." And we did it so much that a lot of our friends started seeing, they would tag us in shit that they saw just to help us play. So we just started a Facebook page with, like, friends from all these different states that we have. And people are just dropping in shit where it's like, yeah, we need the apocalypse. There's entirely too many fucking people on this planet for people to just randomly do shit like this.
We are over-fucking populated. That is
true. Oh, it's ridiculous. Bill Burr says it on a fucking regular in his specials. And every time he has a different way to fix the problem, and I love it. Bill Burr needs to fix our fucking overpopulation problem. Burr needs to run for president. I'd vote for Bill Burr for president. Oh, Billy Red Cheeks. Fuck yeah. All right, what you got, Don?
Yeah, I get one.
Netflix Pearls?
Yeah. So anything you're watching on Netflix that maybe not the most popular thing?
Honestly, shit. You guys caught me off guard with this one.
Bitch, we've been sitting on it since the beginning.
Yeah. I thought we were just picking on Sean, though. I didn't know this was going to come back.
Yeah, Sean totally fucking dropped the ball. He failed as a human being. And when I tell his super conservative parents, they're going to be disappointed in him.
He was telling me earlier he watches fucking HBO movies all the time, so that could
be like really bad ones.
A lot of shit on HBO won't pop up on Netflix. They kind of like are fighting.
Get HBO, bitch.
HBO is expensive.
Shout
Netflix
out to HBO.
Everybody has Netflix.
$9 a month, right?
So.
My parents pay money.
I think I pay like 12, so I can have four. I can have it on four different devices going all at once.
Yeah.
You got anything else, man? Mm. What horrible movie do you watch on HBO?
I saw a really bad movie earlier today called Killer Pad. About
Killer Pad?
Pad as in house.
Yeah.
About this house that was possessed. It was a really bad comedy movie. There was some giant party and everyone was dying. Yep. They just shoved all the dead people in the hot tub.
I love horrible, horrible movies. Let me see. I forgot what my Netflix Pearl was, so let me see on my phone here. I haven't had a lot of Netflix Pearls lately because I... that's not where I keep them. Because I don't have the internet right now.
You're now in like 1986.
I know, it's fucking horrible, but I just moved. Oh, yeah, this was a really good one. All right, Teacher of the Year. It's a docu-comedy, documentary-style comedy, with Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele, like the tall, light-skinned one. There's a couple other people in it, but the only other guy I can remember is, or the only other person is Lana Turner. It's Ralphie May's wife, and I just remember her because I did a show with her.
Fucking funny.
He is.
I was like the first real big comedians I got into. Actually, the first one was Carlos Mencia, which is kind of embarrassing to talk about.
Oh, he's fucking horrible now. But yeah, Ralphie May's wife, Lana Turner, actually did a show with her maybe a year ago or so. But I hosted for her, and then Johnny B featured. But yeah, she's in the movie. But basically, this dude was nominated for Teacher of the Year, and he has the opportunity to like he's giving a big speech. A bunch of the other teachers are being really shitty about it. And he has the opportunity to go to another school, and like, it's a really fucking funny movie. There's a couple of parts where I was just like, I almost had to pause it just so I could catch up to like what was happening because I was laughing so hard.
It was genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no, dude, it was fucking great. I try to only give great references. Every once in a while, I'll throw a shitty one out there just because I know some people do like watching shitty movies. What was I saying? God damn it. Like, I'm starting to, like, fucking lose the soda buzz I had earlier.
Some Mountain Dew?
No, I try not to drink soda. I try not to drink anything with sugar. But every month and a half or so, I'll break down and get a soda. Just to fucking treat myself, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a docu-comedy. It was really good. And if you like those, watch A Mighty Wind for your consideration, or Best in Show. All three movies have, like, the same cast of characters. They're all docu-comedies. But one's about, like, a dog show. One's about folk music. And then the other one's about, for your consideration, is, like, about a movie that they're thinking is going to be, like, Oscar-nominated and shit. But it's just fucking, it's the same cast of characters. They always play really ridiculous people, and it's just hilarious. A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, or For Your Consideration.
Can we start something real quick? Just to go, I have a lot of fucking these Netflix turds, like, just because there is one movie I want to say that I just highly don't recommend. Well, it's actually two, but it's one and two. Haunted House.
Oh yeah.
The it's the parody of Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In the second one, he has sex with the Annabelle doll. Which is fucking weird. And it goes into, like, 20 minutes. Not 20 minutes, but, like, 5 minutes of him fucking a, like, fake, like scary-looking doll. Not scary, but, like, and it's just really fucking weird. And it's such a shitty movie.
And none of those parodies. I haven't watched one since I watched Scary Movie 2. I like that one.
That one's pretty funny.
Those ones weren't bad, like, the early ones. And then
the third one. I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Was
that
the Ring, or was that four?
It's just
I think that was the third one. That was the third one, because I never saw the fourth.
It just got so repetitive.
The fourth is the aliens one.
Yeah. No, I just couldn't do it anymore. I stopped watching them. I watched Not Another Teen Movie, and then I haven't seen any of those parodies since then. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you guys like those parodies, though, go all the way back to I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka.
I've never heard of that, but...
Oh, my God. It's a parody of blaxploitation films.
Oh, wow.
Like, one of the main characters' name is Jack Slade.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Isaac Hayes is in it. Jim Brown's in it. They got Kung Fu Joe's, just this black dude that walks around like a Bruce Lee outfit the whole time, doing, like, kung fu moves and shit.
I think I've seen him in something else.
Oh, dude. No, you're thinking Michael Jai White, because he did Black Dynamite like that. But this was way before him. Okay. This is, I want to say it's late 80s, early 90s maybe. I'm going to have to, I'm not doing that.
I got a thing from the bowl for one.
Oh, yeah, okay, what you got, man?
I have no idea what this fucking, I might have to explain it, but mutual combat laws, good or bad?
Oh, man, I just found out about these today. Some states have what's called mutual combat laws. I think I wrote that down right. But basically, if two people have a beef, as long as they both agree to it and there's, like, a cop there to referee, they can just have a fucking fist fight in the streets. So, like,
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's called a mutual fucking combat law. People. Both people have to agree to it. But, like, if me or, you know, one of you guys had, like, a problem, I can just be like, yo, you want to just fucking throw down and get this over with? And if there's a cop, we can be like, yo, mutual combat law, watch. And as long as they're there to referee, we can just fucking go at it, and he'll make sure that it's a fair fight, and, like, nobody, you know, takes
fucking
like a
shanks you.
Yeah, it takes like a boot to the head while you're on the ground, like, and you just get to squab it out.
Stomps you.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like,
so what do you think about that?
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, you look like a fucking rumbler. He's sitting here with the fucking part on his head, hair comb to the side. I have my Boston Bruins shirt on, guys. They're my favorite hockey team. They're one of the original six.
he's from New Hampshire, so.
Oh my God! You have ultra conservative and religious parents. You're the youngest of like fucking 30 kids. Your parents are in their 60s. You're wearing a Bruin. You're like the whitest dude that's been in this apartment.
No, wait, stand up real quick and let them see your pajama pants and fucking slippers.
Your slippers.
I ain't gonna hate on that, dude. That looks fucking comfortable.
Yeah. No,
like,
no.
I'm wearing sweatpants, okay? Yeah. I can't talk too much shit.
The best quote I've ever heard from Sean is, you know what I'm talking about. Say it. The Applebee's thing.
Oh, my God.
Donald, you can go ahead and say it.
Should I tell the story first? I want to tell the story.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So basically, he shows up like this to our band practices a lot. And he was going one night to meet, he was going one night to meet, like, four girls at Applebee's. And we were fucking with him. And
wait a minute. Back the fuck up. Sean, do not take this the wrong way, because you seem like a cool, quiet dude. But how the fuck, you're like 5'6", pudgy, nerdy-looking white kid. How the fuck you pulling four hoes at an Applebee's?
No, that's like where we're going to digress into this. Like, we're like, Sean, you must, like, damn, like, you get a lot of fucking girls. And we were
as
just
a joke
with
at
him.
First.
Yeah, as a joke. And then we were, like, saying, like, a bunch of shit that he would say, like, oh, I didn't show up in pajama pants for them to stay on. Like, start sucking, bitch.
Get on your knees,
like,
bitch.
Yes. Get on your knees, bitch.
Yes.
We're like, oh. Sean's pulling hose in his plaid pajamas. And
I apologize.
Walmart.
And me and this guy are dating 16-year-olds.
Yeah. We're running on all fronts, guys.
It's borderline, fellas. It's borderline. You're 19.
We're okay.
We're fine.
Yeah. Their parents. It's funny. My girlfriend's dad's a cop.
16 to 24 in Florida, man. 16.
Yeah, that's not gross enough. No, not that you're... Okay, that sounded super judgy. Let me back that up.
And mine's about to be 17, so, like, we're only, like, 2 years apart.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's why I was just giving you guys shit. Like, that's... But, like, 24?
Yeah, no, it's 16
to
24.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, honestly.
Before you can get arrested. And that's, like, a girl can consent without her parents. Like,
wow.
They can consent in general. Like,
that's not right, man.
That's
fucking weird. We knew someone who was with a 23-year-old when they were 16, and, like, he did a bunch of messed up shit and still didn't get in trouble for it. Like,
see, like, there's just...
Wait, who?
Do you want me to mention names?
Don't mention... Do you want to mention names? I don't care. I probably don't know these people.
L.
Oh, shit.
Huh? You know these mics?
Oh, okay. No, we're good.
No
side
conversations, boys. All right.
I just hope she doesn't fucking...
Yeah. Well, like, the thing about it is...
Fucking hilarious.
The thing about it is that it's... Like, girls are going to have that, you know, I want to feel older on this. And I'm not saying that, like, they should. But no dude. This is what fucks me about it, all right? At 23 years old, you shouldn't be a guy and go, yeah, dating a 16-year-old is a fucking viable option because we're at the same place mentally. And that girl should know, like, all right, this dude's obviously this much older than me. 20, like, he should be out on his own. I'm still going to high school. He should have a job or college degree or something by 23, 24. And so, like, she should recognize that too. So that, like, you guys,
you need
like
a good sense of judgment.
Yeah, you guys are still close enough in age where it's not a big deal.
It's only 2.5 years,
and,
man.
Like,
yeah,
we were both in school, but he took a semester off to save up for a car. But I have a car, I have a really well-paying job, I have a successful life, and I only do well for us.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that's a close enough age. If you guys were, like, 23, 24, and you're like, yeah, we're dating 16-year-olds, I would definitely be like, well, you know, this is about to get real serious fucking podcast here.
No, like, yeah, I would...
Actually, we got pretty serious today, though. Politics, religion.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't think I've done that before.
By the way, let me do a little shameless self-promotion.
Oh, yeah. Do your plugs.
So,
yeah, we do that. We'll do it now. We'll do it later. Oh, wait. This is my mom's favorite podcast. I never said the name of it. It's my mom's favorite podcast, and we're here with... I said your guys' name. Yeah. I do that a lot. All right. What do you got coming up here?
So we're doing a Bernie benefit show at Comatic this Saturday. We play at 9, but it's from 2 to 2, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I think it's
Comatic Studios.
Yeah.
This actually is going to come out until Wednesday.
Fuck. Well, you should be there anyway.
If you have a time machine, go back to Saturday and go to Chimatic Studios to see
Orion. We're also playing a show with a couple awesome bands. Tides of Man, Icarus the Owl, Covet, Kodiak, and then some three local bands. Goodnight Neverland, Viridian Mast, and what is it?
Pushover. And then us.
And then us.
It's at the Orpheum in Tampa.
We have pre-sales that we are selling if you would like to come. It's Monday, March 14th.
Where do they get tickets at?
Us.
Us. We are the
we have pre-sales. We can deliver as well.
All right, we'll talk about the... we'll plug your social media info later.
Sounds like a plane.
Well, it's going to be fun. So let's get back to the great quote of Sean the pussy fucking killing magnet man over here.
A lot of time.
In his plaid pants. So what was the favorite quote of him pulling bitches in his plaid pants?
Yeah, it was that one. I didn't come in
pajamas for them to stay on.
And then previously after that, I was like, I'll get on your knees, bitch.
Like, have you guys seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Favorite part of the movie is when Ernie Hudson just pulls it. I didn't take it out for air, honey.
Jesus Christ.
That's such a baller move. Like, I mean, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, you know, because he's giving her heroin. But, like, I've pulled it out on a girl before. It went okay. She's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you. Like, yeah, backseat of her friend's car while her friend was driving. I was like, I can't believe I did that either. I was coked out of my mind.
I'd rather not talk about my sexual things. Because my girlfriend's 16. So yeah. I'm going to keep that out of here.
Yeah.
Well, what about all your hoes? How old are they?
Of age.
Mister, I got bitches at Applebee's just waiting on me in my plaid pants.
Sean's fucking ready all the time.
He's his whole head is turning red with fucking blushing right now because we're talking about all the bitches he gets.
I think he's going to shit himself.
Really hope you wait for some breadsticks. I'm about to give you the biggest stick of your life.
Oh, shit. Sean, I want to watch a Bruins game while you blow me.
Wait, were you doing his voice or her voice?
I don't know. What kind of girls are you riding with, man? Are they good-looking hoes? Pull up some pictures. Pull up their Facebook picture. I won't call out their name, I promise, but I want to see these girls you got. I swear to God, I won't call out their name, but pull them up.
You're going to show them Colette?
Shut the fuck up! God damn it! Jesus fucking Christ!
Don ruins every. This is why we can't have nice things, you son of a bitch.
I want to fucking smack you in the god.
All right, well, don't pull up Colette.
That has mutual combat laws. I can fucking beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I know Washington does and Texas does, but like, all right, when I was in.
That was very loud, by the way.
I seem very hypocritical because I refuse to watch World Star Hip Hop. Like, I refuse to watch their fight videos
because
I don't want to. I don't want to propagate them. But they're not fucking like very few of them. I should say are just straight up one on one fade videos. Yeah. Like when I was a little kid, when I was like younger and like a teenager and shit. Like if you fought somebody, one on one, fist to fist, no weapons, and when it was done, it was fucking done. Whatever the problem was. You figured out a winner and a loser. Whoever won was right. Whoever lost was wrong. And a lot of times, like, I've smoked blunt with dudes hour and a half after I got in a fist fight with them. Like, we're both sitting there with blood on our face still, and we're just like, oh, it was a pretty good fight. Yeah, man. Here you go.
Like, was it fighting because of conflict, or was it fighting just because you wanted to fight?
Conflict.
Okay. See, but that I don't, like, because I like to hold, like, if I'm pissed off at you, I'm pissed off at you. I'm not, like, I can be nice, but I'm not going to act like I like you.
No, it was conflict. I mean, it was a lot quicker. Like, now, like, I'm way too old to fucking fight now. Like, if the last almost fight I got into, I defused by buying the dude a drink because it confused I was at a bar when I used to get drunk, and thank God it was towards the end of my fucking tailspin. Or actually, it was at the beginning of that tail. I've been through several tailspins with alcohol. But, I was at the bar. Some fucking dude bumped into me, and he said something kind of slick, and I was just like, whatever, man. And he kind of was like, what'd you say, bro? What'd you say? And I just looked at him,
was
and I'm
a
like,
pro dude?
Oh, yeah, he was a pro
oh,
dude.
God.
Like, what'd you say, bro? And I just kind of looked at him, and I was like, you know what, man? I'll tell you what. Instead of going down this path that I see you want to go down, how about this? I'm going to buy you a beer. I'm going to hand you your beer. You're going to go on, hang out with your friends, go about your way, and we'll just finish off this night ignoring each other. And he like, what? I was like, man, I'm just going to buy you a drink. You're going to take your drink. You're going to go away, and we're just going to fucking forget this little exchange. And he's like, all right. And I bought him a beer, and he went away. And then, like, at the end of the night, as everybody was walking out, he looked over at me, and he's like, have a good night, man. Like,
see, I agree with that because, I've been in a lot of positions where I've learned, like, a lot of conflict and just bullshit can be really fucking avoided by just shutting the fuck up and just biting the bullet and just, like, people always call you, like, being a bitch and stuff like that. But, I mean, like, sometimes that's the best option to avoid a very bad situation.
Well,
people are fucking nuts now.
The thing is I'm nuts. Like, that's, like, I used to get in fights when I was young. I fucked up my hands. Like, if I hit anybody with my right hand, I'm just going to break it. The last two or three people I've hit, I've only punched them once. That was the end of the fight. But I fucking broke my hand every fucking time. So, like, I'm old. I'm out of shape. I'm not going to sit there and box with somebody for a fucking hour. If I really think that I have no other option than violence, and like you're gonna have to bag me down to a corner, but I'm probably gonna hit you with something, or I'm going to poke you in the eye and then palm your nose and try to break it to just... I need to end the fight within, like, 2 seconds.
This dude tries to break arms, like...
No, like, this is... Like, I don't like fighting because... the thing about it is, I'm not strong. Like, I'm pretty scrawny. Like, not scrawny, but I'm not...
You're scrawny. Yeah. As I said, you're just jealous of this big old belly.
I got a beer gut as well. But, I mean, like, people can break...
Let me see the pictures.
People can
keep
break,
talking, but I want to see these...
People can break, like, arms and shit easily.
Really?
Do you know her?
Wait, who's this?
No, no, I'm saying.
Wait,
really?
Who?
That's what you're pulling.
Let me see. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's what you're pulling.
Can I see it, please?
That's what you're pulling, Sean.
Those are the people I meet up with. The context is extremely...
Yeah, no, he's not actually like...
Oh, you're not tapping that? I mean, because I have hot friends. I don't fucking care about friends. I got fucking friends.
It was just
I thought you were tapping some shit, man.
Make some, like, crazy context. Not as a moment, no.
Hey, just between me and you. Don't. These guys won't listen. Nobody's listening. Just me and you, Sean. You hitting that?
Not
You took too long to answer, bro. You wanted to say yes, but you're like, if I say yes, she won't let me hit it anymore. Nah. I've been there, man. I've lied to my fucking close personal friend. I've lied to my roommates. Like, nah, man, I ain't fucking her. Because... If she found out that I told anybody, she was going to stop fucking me. And she was really good.
So I'll be honest. The break arms thing.
Wait, the what?
The.
Oh, yeah, break arms thing.
My whole thing is if I ever got in a fight, like if I ever felt like I needed to fight, which is very last resort, like the person was about to hurt me or harm me or somebody that I care about, I wouldn't like beat up on, like just punch you a lot. I would literally just break your arm or your leg or just like paralyze you from being able to fight back.
Yeah.
Because if you break your arm, you're not going to keep fighting.
Yeah, that's why you punch them in the nose, they can't see, you walk away, kick them in the kneecap.
Well, I don't want to kill somebody. Old.
No, I didn't say drive it into their fucking brain, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jesus Christ, man.
I'm going to curb stomp him real quick. Just
yeah, no,
Jesus
Christ.
Send a message.
Calm down, Edward Norton. Don't fucking American History X somebody. I was trying to watch that movie the other day, man. I'm very sad that I don't have it anymore. Can't find it. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay, Don?
Yeah, I'm great.
I just looked over to...
Do we need to pack that again? I feel like...
Jesus Christ, you young fucking stallions. I still got to drive home.
So do I, but I mean, I drive better when I'm like this.
I don't... You know you can get a DUI for that shit now?
Oh, you can, but I mean...
You know, the way they do it in Colorado, I read, was a blood test. Like, they do an on-the-scene little blood test. I think, like, they prick your finger... or something, and they do a little blood test to see if the level of THC in your system.
That's why you drive
well.
What
are you two fucking giggling about? You two are looking back and forth, looking around. Are you casing the joint? Are you going to fucking... they're going to rob your apartment.
They're touching booty holes.
They're going to take your Birbiglia picture.
Goddamn.
Don't take his Birbiglia picture, you sons of bitches.
I think they're going to take the... what's his face?
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
Zero fucks. I need to take some fucking pictures of the studio here. The studio's
amazing. I'm digging this. What is it called?
Tapestry.
There
no.
you go. Yeah.
No.
Will,
is this a tapestry?
Yeah. He said yes.
Are we allowed to medicate right now?
I don't know.
You don't have to join. We might.
I don't do it while it's recorded, just because it's not 100%. Why don't you just chill a minute? We can talk about it.
I got it.
All right, man. I just. Like this.
We're young stallions, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I just mean I try not to... Like, we talk about it on the show. We'll talk about it later. There's no way we can do this correctly, so we'll talk about it later.
That's like the serious shit that nobody wants to hear.
Yeah.
It's just us, so we need to talk about
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. We're going to have some fun. We're going to make Sean pull a topic. Pull a topic, Sean. And you have to open this one up, and it better be fucking good, Sean.
I feel like he's going to get the Trump one.
You might.
The bowl, Sean, for the first time. Yeah.
Right. Where should drug decriminalization stop? Weed, shrooms, coke, etc.
Because we kind of
given.
Yeah, well, we kind of talked about this earlier.
Coke, that's really.
There's other countries that are 100% decriminalized. Drugs are just fucking decriminalized, and they don't have the problems that we have. They don't have the ODs because people can feel free to try them a little bit here and there, and just go yes or no, and like. Because it's decriminalized, there's a lot more places where if they do start to spin out of control, they can get help. I know Portugal is one of those countries. I don't think they... I want to say almost everything, if not everything, is legal in Portugal. But I can't remember right now, and I don't want to fucking... I hate giving a solid fact if I can't remember 100%. But a lot of countries, so like in America, obviously we're all going to decriminalize weed. Should it stop there? Should we just go ahead and say fucking, because shrooms have medicinal purposes, but it's for like depression and shit, like psychological medication, like MDMA could be, like coke could be if used in the right doses. So do you think we should go ahead and just say, fuck it, let's be the wild, wild west in this bitch, everything's good, have fun, hope you don't kill yourself? Or should we just go, nope, you get your weed and that's it, stay the fuck away from everything else? Sean, no, Sean has to start this one. Fucking chatterbox over there. Come on, Sean, what you got for me, buddy?
Give us your value.
Come on, Mr. No Drugs. I think it's really great the dude that doesn't do drugs gets to open up the drug talk.
Oh, yeah.
What I honestly don't care. I mean,
God damn it. Fuck you, Sean.
I mean, like, if people want to do something, I think they, I guess they should be able to.
Yeah, talking to the mic here, but champ.
Oh.
You're in a fucking band. How do you not know how microphones work?
I'm the one who sings.
Dakota's like, we don't let him buy the microphones because of this fucking right here.
There is one song that we have that's a new one that's called Jewelry. If you've ever seen the DJ Khaled tries to say jewelry video. Okay, so let me just replay
hilarious.
The thing about DJ Khaled. He takes like a sit back. He sits back and he just points so to like the chain on his neck. He's like, I got so much jewelry. It ain't even about the jewelry. And they're like, jewelry. And it's just, so fucking
his
dumb.
Music is awful.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So you don't care about the opinion at all? Or, bless you.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't care if people do it or they don't do it.
So, like, if it came up for a vote, would you vote it in?
Probably.
So you just let people do what they want to do. It's not like you're like, no, I don't care about what, you know. So you just let people do what they want to do.
Yeah.
If it was legal, would you do it?
Probably not.
Really? You're just a giant vagina? Is that what you feel is?
Sometimes.
I don't know why I feel like bullying you. I apologize. It's probably because you're hanging out with fucking super chicks. Like, even if you're not tagging, that's still a good pull to just hang out with. That was a cute little chick. I'd feel super creepy hanging out with her, though.
No, she's like 20, right?
What?
How old is she?
I mean, the one I showed you.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not trying to say names. Yeah, she's 22.
Yeah, so still, that's not bad.
I'm 36.
So
our age difference is almost the same age as my daughter. My daughter is 16, so that's a huge fucking gap in years right there.
Like, where's your daughter go to school?
I'll kill you, son.
Oh shit!
No,
oh shit!
No, I have a girlfriend I'm just too. I'm saying I was wondering if they go
but
to
I will.
School.
I am one of those dads. I'm like,
I will be too.
Who the fuck you talking to? No, she goes to Tarpon. She's actually fucking super smart. She lives in Dunedin, is on the magnet program, and I don't know. Anyway, she gets fucking bused to Tarpon. They send a bus to go get her so she can go to their veterinary medicine program.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
dude,
she volunteers
awesome.
Twice a week. Yeah, she's, oh shit. Whew. If I let the screen go black, sometimes it can fuck up what we're sounding like here. Yeah, we're still, okay. That's why I've been keep turning my head, is we got to make sure shit's on point.
Gotcha.
So, all right. So now, what do you guys think? Drugs? Fucking just go all the way. Let everything be everything.
I've been recently like researching because I like to research drugs. It's a fun topic to talk about and like just learn about. Like the scientific shit. I love that shit. But psychedelics. Like I've recently like not use them often, but like try them. But I'm epileptic though, so I'm worried about that possibly coming into effect.
Oh yeah, you gotta be careful.
Like that's the same reason. Like I really want to skydive. But I don't because of that. Like, if I have a fucking seizure while I'm doing it, like, that, like I'm dead.
Yeah. My brother used to eat, because he's epileptic, but he only ever had, the only episode I ever saw him have, he had one when we were in high school at, like, 15, and then he had one when we were, how old were we, 19? I think we were 19, and we had just eaten a bunch of acid, and then he had a fucking epileptic seizure. We might have been, we were 18. We were 18, and he had a fucking seizure, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, like 2 days after we had just eaten a shit ton of hits. You fucking stretch and just start. I was like, ah!
That's why I don't want that. Because see, when I first found out I have epilepsy and I have seizures, like, I didn't know what a seizure was. Like, even I had like 3 or 4 at, like, before I knew what one was. And then I found out that you can die from them. I was like, oh, that's why they're so bad.
You
can swallow
your tongue
medicine.
And shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I used to not take, like, the pills I was supposed to take because I fucking hate. It just, the side effects were really shitty. But I smoked weed every now and then. but not enough to keep me medicated.
Yeah.
And now I recently started smoking, and I was like, I'm just going to stop taking pills, because my mom, my parents know I do, and I told them, you know, like, listen, it helps, and I prefer this over the pills, so I'm going to smoke weed. At least I don't vape.
Don't hate on the vape. I do this to not smoke cigarettes, because cigarettes are way worse for you. This is actually I was going to say good for you, but it's better. It's just putting nicotine into my body, and nicotine isn't the fucking harmful chemical. It's all it's the fire that you're literally putting into your body.
Yeah, all the chemicals that keep it nice and clean.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking cyanide and shit. I haven't smoked a cigarette. I've smoked like maybe 3 in the last year and something. And like,
that's good for you, man. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's just
I smoked one the other night, and I forgot my juice at home last night. So I was like, fuck, I need nicotine. Or I forgot my juice at work. And I was like out when I got home. And I'm like, well, I'm not going back to work. I'm not going to buy it from one of these other places by my house, because they're all fucking gross and expensive. So I was like, I'll just bum a fucking smoke off my friend. Go to my friend's house, grab a smoke. I was leaving. I took like 2 hits, and I was like, how the fuck did I ever like this? And threw the fucking cigarette, like 2 hits. And I was like, I felt gross. My mouth tasted nasty for like an hour and a half. I'm like, how the fuck did I do this on a regular basis?
See, it has a good purpose on that. But then you have people who are like, dude, check out these fucking clubs, bro.
Yeah.
And they'll fucking like, it's like a game. It's a fun thing to do for them.
Like, people have vaping competitions to see who can blow the farthest.
Yeah, like all that douchey shit. Yeah, like
it gives it a bad name, that's why.
Yeah, I've actually contemplated going back to cigarettes just so I look like less of a douchebag. Do I want my health, or do I want to fucking not look douchey?
Yeah, because it's just so like automatically assumed with like, wow, you're one of those pricks.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
Oh, yeah, people talk shit about it. Just like, I just do it to not smoke. Like, I'm not that guy. I have a very low nicotine in here. Just leave me alone.
I just know a lot of people that do it that are, like, fucking douchebag. Like, I know, like, it is healthier for you than smoking, and it's totally cool that you're taking that approach. But there are people who just fucking do it to blow fucking clouds.
Yeah, and it does get annoying, and I'm sure Will's annoying, because I just realized I'm blowing it, like, back towards his bedroom so I don't blow it in your face. So I'm sure Will's happy about it, but... Like, I actually have one friend, my buddy Jared. He lets me do it in his car, and he doesn't smoke or anything. And he doesn't just let me.
Maybe he likes the smell.
Yeah, he's excited about it. Like, every time I used to ride with him, he'd be like, oh, yes, what flavor you got? Ah, and, like, just loves all the flavors I used to get.
That's really fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, I always get fruity flavors, because I like the fucking sweet fruity taste. That sounded pretty fucking gay, but whatever.
No, dude, fucking fragrances are nice. It's the science behind it's cool.
Yeah. You walk into my house, and I usually have, like, fucking vanilla-scented candles going,
dude,
and shit.
Dude, fuck yeah. Like, love Ocean Vanilla. Breeze.
Oh, fuck. Vanilla's my fave. Like, if a chick's wearing vanilla perfume, it's pretty much a wrap. Like, yep, I'm done. Whatever you want. I'll fucking lick a toe. I don't even care. I'll do that anyway.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've done some weird shit.
The Christmas cookie?
I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
They ever tried that one?
Yeah. I had
fucking,
the
like, around Christmas
or whatever.
Time. Yeah. Around Christmas time, they have them. And it's like Christmas, or it's like season cookie or something.
Yeah, it's like
that. You can't say Christmas.
It's like kind of like a vanilla, sugary.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's pretty good. Nice.
Just sit in my room and take fucking bong rips and smell that all day.
So, what do you think about this? Where should drug discrimination stop? Because you've had more experience with a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah,
you would know where the line needs to be drawn.
I'm good with
asking you questions now.
I'm good with pretty. That's fine. I'm good with pretty much everything. Like, you know, if I mean, coke's a fucking killer, and you got to be careful with it. But I've done coke, and, you know, like, there's times where I'm definitely like, yeah, this is a really fun fucking drug, and I'm having a good time doing this. And then there have been times when it's like, oh, why the fuck did I do that? Same thing with, well, not really with shrooms. Shrooms have always been fun. Oh, I'm actually going to Holy Land on the 24th because, well, you might know this super Christian Sean, but he's just struggling like, oh, fuck you guys. Sick of you shitting on me. But Holy Land on the 24th is doing free entry to keep their tax exempt status. I guess they have to do free entry once a year. So me and I don't know if you guys know Natasha Semreny. A very funny female comedian.
Is she the 18-year-old or like the younger chick?
No. She's like she's not my age. She's a couple. She's like 30, 31, I think. She looks like she's 22.
Was she the one?
She's Indian. She has hair like this long.
Yeah, she was on the showcase with us, remember? It was like 4 days after we did
You're thinking of Melissa Nicholson.
The one that was at the Nicholas? Nathan Hart thing. Because he like hosted something.
Oh, that was Melissa Nicholas, I think.
Yeah,
Nicholas,
she's like, yeah. She's sort of Amy Schumer-esque, where she's like really kind of awkward and shy, but also satirical and like sarcastic.
Yeah, like dark black hair. No.
Yeah.
Natasha is, I don't want to say how old she is, but she's closer to my age than that, but she looks fucking super young. She looks like she's 22, 23, Indian, real dark hair, little blonde streak in the front. Funny girl. I've done a couple shows with her, but she let me know about it. So we're going, one of her friends, a couple of my other friends, like a couple comedians, and we're just going to basically go, and I'm going to try not to get arrested. And I was like, I told her I was thinking about getting some mushrooms, and she's like, oh God, because I don't even think she smokes. And I was like, just kidding. Fuck. No.
Testing the waters. Nope.
Yeah. I told her, no fun guy for this fun guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I wasn't proud of it either.
Fun guy and dad jokes.
Yep, I wasn't proud of it either, but hey, I went with it. So
yeah, so confirm this for me, because I like I said, in the research I've done, apparently shrooms are a lighter high than LSD, but there's a more chance to have a bad trip on shrooms than is LSD. Or acid, whatever.
I mean, maybe technically speaking, but I don't agree with it. I think acid, because acid is a lot of chemicals. Acid is much more, in my experience, both of them have made me just really happy. I've had better visuals from mushrooms. I've eaten so much fucking acid, though. Like, I literally have trails 24/7. Like, you know what trails are, right?
Well, like, it comes back.
If I do spurts. My hand like this, I still see, like, a shadow of my hand behind it. About, you know, I'm showing my fingers together, but I'm probably about a half an inch. Like, in half an inch before they're totally gone. But
no,
if I just do that, like, I just like...
Is that from acid? Because I've seen...
That's one of the things. Like, when you're in acid, usually you can go like this, and your arm will still be... I'm waving my arm back and forth for the listeners that are like, what the fuck are you doing?
All four of them.
Yeah, but, like, both. Because two of them are here, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But if you, like... We'll be listening. If I put my arm to the right, and I just wave it in front of my face with really strong acid, like, my arm will still be in the position I started with when it's actually over here. Like, I'll just literally see shadows and streaks. It'll look like, you know, just a... Like, if you see the movie The Flash or something where somebody runs really fast and you see that big streak of them behind them still, that's trails. And I'll have those 24/7 sober high just all the time. I've eaten so much fucking acid. I have back issues. Mushrooms I didn't do as much. But mushrooms are so much fucking fun. You can have a bad trip on mushrooms. You can have a bad trip on acid. You can't go into it scared. If you go into it scared at all, you're fucked.
That's what my dad said.
I was always told that, like, whenever you do it the first time, you need, like, a babysitter the first time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, that knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, you should always be around at least one person that's either, A, not tripping, or, B, knows what the fuck they're doing. All right, funny story. I was living down here. I went back home to visit Wisconsin. I'd been down here a year. I was, like, 19 years old. It's around Christmas time. I had a half a vial of acid.
Shout out to JC.
I go up to Wisconsin. We go to my friend Andy's house. We're in the basement. And me and my brother have been eating this acid for like fucking months. Like, this shit is so strong and so good. It was homemade chemist shit from Madeira Beach. Fucking great liquid acid. And I had it in a sweet breath bottle. And I go to drop my friend Glenn in Andy's basement. And I was like, oops. Glenn's girlfriend, Casey, I gave her two big fat drops on accident. And she's like, oops, what? And I was like, nothing. I didn't want to freak her out. So I'm like, no, we're good. And then Glenn's like, well, oops me like that. So I give him two big fat drops. I go to dose Brian. And right when I did, my friend Andy's like, check out my new black. Like, he didn't know what we were doing. Check out my new black light poster. Turns off the light. I'll go, what? And it makes me flinch. And when I flinch, I squeeze the bottle. And I squeeze like fucking almost probably 15 hits into my brother's mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's just going, oh, and I popped the bottle, so now it's running down my arm, too. And he's like, I can feel it in my mouth. And I go to lick up my arm, and I just literally lick almost from my elbow to my fucking hand because acid is just running down my arm, and I'm like, I don't want to waste it, so my first thought is lick it. And then I thought out, like, my friend Andy turns the light back on when he hears a commotion. I was like, what the? I'm like, dude, that was all my fucking acid. And I went to bite the top of the bottle thinking that there wasn't any left. And it literally went from poof and just exploded in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I could feel it dripping from my roof onto my tongue. Like, fucking, I was just like, I kind of just closed my eyes and I swallowed. And Brian's looking at me and he's like, it was a lot, wasn't it? And I was like, yeah, bro, you? And he's like, yeah. And Glenn and Casey are like, are you guys going to be okay? And we're like, Maybe.
Okay, so to make situations worse, and this is a hypothetical situation, how fucked would have you have been if they were like, yeah, well, we need to leave in 15 minutes?
I don't know.
Well, because that doesn't kick in. That doesn't kick in for like another hour or two, right?
Yeah, anywhere from 30 to an hour. But we did have to leave about 15 minutes later.
Jesus.
And there was like six or eight of us in Andy's basement. It was kind of like a reunion because me and Brian had been in Florida and somebody else had moved away and somebody else went to college. So it was pretty much our whole crew from like high school all meeting up together at like 19 on Christmas break. It's the day before Christmas Eve and we go to the fucking mall at like 8 o'clock at night. And winter in Wisconsin that year, and I noticed it the next day. It wasn't just that night, but that year, the big trend was really bright neon yellow jackets. Where the only bit of color on it might be a little bit of black on the cuff or a little bit of black on like the zipper lining. Swear to fuck it got. So we end up in the middle of the fucking mall waiting for other friends. It's me, Brian, Glenn, Casey tripping our fucking nuts off. And then I think our friend Andy was there just kind of making sure that we didn't, like, lose our shit completely, just watching over us, which was a dumb move because he was one of the biggest pieces of shit I know. Yeah.
We all have that friend.
He was our friend. But and people are rushing around because it's 2 days before Christmas. So people are fucking literally running through all around us with bright yellow jackets on.
Is that when it was, like, those, like, weather jackets, like, the, like, 90s, 80s, like, weather jackets that are, like, blue and pink,
or like a fucking poncho?
No, it was like a parka because it's Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it's Wisconsin, so it's fucking like -20 degrees outside, so people are cold. This guy knows, he's from New Hampshire.
I'm from Ohio, I get it.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so you know,
I'm from Florida,
yeah, so go fuck yourself. You'd have no idea the cold that we're talking about.
I hate this town.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. But yeah, so we're sitting there.
Following up with that.
People are all like, they're moving so fast, and we're so fucked up that literally it just looks like we're surrounded by flashing fucking yellow walls. Like one person is just walking so fast that they're making walls. So it looks like walls are just zipping by us at like hundreds of miles an hour. Glenn's sitting down, squeezing Casey's arm, who's standing next to him. All she keeps going, she's frozen with fucking fear because of these walls of yellow around us. And she just keeps going, Glenn, you're hurting my arm. Glenn, you're hurting my arm. Glenn, you're hurting my arm. Glenn. And Glenn's sitting there squeezing the life out of her arm through her fucking parka, just going, babe, make them stop running. We need to go outside. Make them stop running. We really need to go outside. I don't want to be inside anymore. Make them stop running. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, I'm looking, like, timing it out like a video game where I can dive through these fucking walls to get out of the middle of them. And I'm just, like, I'm rocking back and forth. And my brother's like, don't jump, dude. Don't jump. Don't do it. Don't jump. And we just stayed like that for, like, 40 minutes until finally somebody, like, one of our – because Andy was laughing. He thought this shit was hilarious. And then finally some of the girls who were more responsible that we went to high school with came up to like, oh, my God, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? And they, like, they grabbed us. They walked us outside. And we're like, thank you so much. We couldn't get out. And then I just proceeded to trip my fucking nuts off for, like, the next 14 hours.
Jesus Christ. Did you get to go to sleep at all?
You can't. Yeah, sometime really, the next day.
You can't really sleep when you're high. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, no. One of my
no boy, no.
One of my friends used to take sleeping pills and acid at the same time.
Just keeping that.
And then would just fucking randomly, he'd take a bunch of acid, take a bunch of sleeping pills so that the pills would like put him to sleep and he'd be asleep for a solid like 45 minutes when the acid kicked in. And then he would set an alarm on his phone. So he would be passed out. The acid would kick in while he was sleeping. And he would have the most amazing dreams that would seem like years, but they were literally like 15 minutes. And then he would just, the alarm would go off and he would snap up and he was like, dude, for like, it seemed like eternity, but it's probably 30 seconds. The visuals that I would have of shit dancing on my walls was fucking intense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that sounds terrifying. Like, I don't want to eat a bunch of acid and then snap up fucked up like that.
I feel like the, what is it? Fuck.
You can do it. Come on, Scooter. Come on, Scooter.
Anyway, I feel like that would fuck you up in some way.
I mean, he's a pretty normal kid now, but that was my boy Freak Show. He used to do all kinds of wild shit. What?
You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Oh.
Is that you? Are you masturbating?
No. Was that after we? Is that when you guys broke my bong that night?
Yeah.
It looks like he's fucking jerking off. Yeah. I wish I could show you this picture of Don. Like, It looks like he's on a toilet jerking off and somebody's like hiding behind a towel rack and it's just like he's like the look on his face is like oh
I'm gonna blast off.
So all Sean has on his phone is pictures of fucking hot chicks in cosplay and dudes jerking it. But just close-ups of their face, shit's classy.
We always try to market ourselves as being classy because that's why we dress up and stuff like that when we play.
All right, we're coming up on the end, dude. Fuck, we've been doing this for an hour and a half already.
Dang. Jesus Christ.
I know, this shit goes so
quick. Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. Like, my first couple podcasts, I was like, I'm going to have to, like, try to get through an hour. And then all of a sudden, my buddy Dave Weingarten was on, and he was just like, next thing I know, it was like an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, I guess we just do an hour and a half now. And fucking next thing I know, we're at that time. So this is plug time. Plug your social media for yourselves, your band, everything you want, upcoming shows. Go.
All right, Sean, you can introduce the Facebook because you haven't said fucking shit all the whole time.
All night.
Go ahead.
No,
jeez.
You got it.
Come on.
You can do it. Orion Band at Facebook.
Yeah, search Orion Band on Facebook. You can find us. Yeah. If you're looking for shit on YouTube, you gotta look up Orion Live.
O-R-I-O-N?
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying.
I would look up...
Oops.
Can you look up your YouTube account? Like your page that has the videos on it?
Which one do you look at? What song?
It doesn't matter what song.
We have Pale Fire Song for a Ghost or...
It's all giving me Metallica. You guys aren't fucking Metallica.
Well, let's just do Pale Fire.
Orion Pale Fire Live. This is... Yeah, and you can find us on SoundCloud as well. If you just look up like... Orion songs. We'll probably share it on our Facebook recently.
Is it right there?
Is it this one or the one with your picture on it?
It's that one.
This one?
Well,
should I just do this one?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do this one in a second. We'll play this. Well, actually, you know what? Since you guys are my first non-comedical guests, I'll just go ahead and play your song for like it's 5 minutes. So we'll play the whole fucking thing because we're ballers like that. We do the fuck we won't.
Yeah, right. And I'll be honest, thanks for having us on, because like I said, so when I first heard it, like the first one I heard was with Nathan Hart. Love that guy, shout out to that, he's fucking hilarious. If you're watching this dude, I love you. But Nate, same for you, like it's like,
thank you.
I come to support you because like that one comedy show you did that one night, like I was mainly coming to see you, but it was also a good introduction to other comedians.
I appreciate it.
But it also
that,
showed me
you.
How funny you actually are.
Yeah, man, that night was crazy. I wanted to do a couple new jokes, and I did them, and then I didn't know what I was doing because like he hadn't shown me a light, so I was like, well, fuck it. I just started riffing shit off my head, grabbing some old shit that I hadn't said in a while. Like, let's just have some fun. So I have a good time, man. I like him. It gives me a good venue. This is your bit. So we're you said, sure. Wait, what was the fire thing? Sapphire?
Pale Fire? That's a song.
Oh, yeah. Where can I find you? Because that's what I meant.
Oh, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. What the hell was I thinking?
Sapphire.
I think you're thinking of Pale Fire, the song.
Yeah.
But SoundCloud is the only thing we have right now. And YouTube as well. Look up...
Orion, O-R-I-O-N.
Yeah, you can find the videos on Facebook as well.
Yeah, and it looks like yours on there. Is that where all the other songs are?
Yeah.
All right, so Dakota, D-A-K-O-T-A.
Tyo.
Tyo, another word, T-Y-O. Two words, like that's what made me pause right there at the end of Dakota. I was like, how do I want to say this?
I get how do I want to convey?
All right, so Dakota Tayo, two words on YouTube.
Orion Live, either Pale Fire, Song for a Ghost, or Irony of a Birdhouse.
So find all those. What about you guys? I got Twitter. You said the Facebook, Sean. Thanks for contributing, piece of shit.
We don't do Twitter because we've yet, stupid.
Yeah, we've yet, yeah, we're not. We
see, that's the thing. Like, I want to say that about us. We don't care. Like, we have no really goals. Like, this is all for creative
outlet. If an opportunity presents itself, cool.
Like,
but
we're trying to.
Right now,
so you guys are just doing this for fun.
Yeah, honestly. Because it's just too much work when you try to do all the crazy shit. Like, we're doing our first show where we have to sell tickets, like this up-and-coming show, which is Tides of Man, Covet, Kodiak, Icarus, Seattle. Verdian Mask, Good Night Neverland, and Pushover. Yeah.
And you said that was at the
Orpheum. In Tampa. We have pre-sales for $15. It's Monday, March 14th. Yep. If you can come, that'd be awesome.
All right, so you can find them on Facebook at Orion Band, you said, Sean? Is that what you said?
Suppose.
You suppose? God damn it, Sean.
That's all we get to. It's okay.
Orion Band on Facebook. Check these guys out, man. Like I said, I've heard them before. I'm going to play their song now. I am on Twitter because I do have goals because I'm a grown man. I'm on
this
Twitter.
This bitch has Twitter, Donald.
I don't really mess with it.
he's false porn he's stars.
Hey man,
I've
seen a lot of fucking shit on Twitter, man. It's like, man, I don't need to see titties. I got you porn for that. I'm on Twitter, James Bailey, haha. You can also find me on the Instagram, on the Facebook, James Bailey, haha. My mom's favorite podcast page on Facebook. My YouTube is James Bailey Comedy, all one word, because I can't change it to James Bailey, haha, to match everything else now. If anybody out there knows how to change the name of my YouTube channel, please hit me up because I don't feel like doing another one. And so we'll play this song.
Real quick.
Oh yeah, do another shout out.
Shout out to Chuck Terzian and Chematic Studios for all the help they've done. That place is awesome. If you've never been there, it's a really nice environment, really great community. And we're doing a Bernie benefit show this Saturday. I hope you see us there. We'll have videos.
KYMATIC Chematic Studios. Yep. It's in St. Pete. Dude, the first one I went through, I'm not going to lie. I was like, dude, what kind of shady ass fucking industrial?
Were we the first time we were there too? The interview time?
That was the second time I was there.
That was our first time. So it was probably worse when you saw it.
I went there on like a Wednesday, but somebody prepped me. Nathan was like, dude, just so you know, it's going to look fucked up. But once you get there, I think you'll like it. And I was like, dude, what the fuck kind of shady neighborhood?
It's really awesome to see what they've become.
Yeah, it's a really cool little place. Everybody's super fucking friendly. And there's a lot of medication going on around. Like the last show that I did there, we just sat around, like everybody that worked there, a bunch of the comedians and shit, for hours just smoking.
See, I don't roll, so I'm just so used to glass, which sucks because I can't bring that.
Oh, we had all kinds of shit going. Everybody was contributing. It was a real hippie feel. So
I will bring some. I just didn't know that was because I asked what's his face, the hippie looking dude,
Jason.
Yeah, love that guy too. Shout out to him as well.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
And I was like, can we medicate? And he was like, yeah, just try to keep it outside because it's not like we don't want it inside and shit just because it'll fuck us up.
Oh yeah, that ship's long sailed. At least while it's going on. Anyway, we don't do much, but I did. snuck around.
Let me
the
know
curve.
Next time.
Yeah.
Bring match.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right, next time we do something together, we'll definitely let you guys know. Thanks again, guys, for being on here. Sean, Silent Thunder at the end there. And there it is. All right, we're not going to get better than that. We're playing the fucking song. Let's do this. Thanks again, guys. And here's Pale Fire by Orion, and here it is live. Turn up the fucking sound.
What the fuck, robot?
Good fucking job.
mind. At first it was just like, but now it's haunting my mind.